Hence, the proverbial toleration of artists for their own evil creations. Hence, too, it came about that Dick Naseby, a high-minded creature and as scrupulous and brave a gentleman as you would want to meet, held in a sort of affection the various human creeping things whom he had met and studied. One of these was Mr. Peter Van Tromp, an English-speaking two-legged animal of the international genus, and by profession of general and more than equivocal utility. Years before, he had been a painter of some standing in a colony, and portraits signed Van Tromp had celebrated the greatness of colonial governors and judges. In those days, he had been married and driven his wife and infant daughter in a pony trap. What were the steps of his declension? No one exactly knew. Here he was at least, and had been any time these past 10 years, a sort of dismal parasite upon the foreigner in Paris. It would be hazardous to specify his exact industry. Coarsely followed, it would have merited a name grown somewhat unfamiliar to our ears. Followed as he followed it, with a skillful reticence, in a kind of social chiaroscuro, it was still possible for the polite to call him a